Domingo Los Baños was born in Wahiawa and moved to Kauai when he was in the fourth grade. In 1944, he joined the Army.
First Filipino Infantry Regiment, U.S. Army. I was 18 at the time.
He served as the unit first sergeant and deployed to the Philippines 2 years after General Douglas MacArthur escaped from the island of Corregidor.
300 of the local boys, we joined the task force that went to the Philippines. We were the ones that were watching the activities of the enemy, part of MacArthur's eyes and ears, and help him keep his promise to the people of America and the Philippines of I shall return.
Los Baños received the Congressional Gold Medal, the highest U.S. civilian award, for his service in the Philippines. He's now one of 5 members still alive from the 1st Filipino Infantry Regiment and would like to help family members receive the award.
We're having difficulty getting in touch with the next of kin, but we found out that wherever these people are buried on military cemeteries, they can get their 214 forms from those mortuaries, which is vital to the information that's needed in a blank form that they need to fill up. Once you fill that blank, put it in the proper authorities, they can get the gold medal.
The 214 is a Department of Defense form that documents a person's military service. Los Baños also participates in ceremonies that honor 17 Filipino scouts who died aboard the USS Seawolf in 1944. A bell at submarine base Pearl Harbor rings 52 times on Memorial Day and Veterans Day for the submarines lost in World War II. 3,500 crew members also lost their lives.
USS Seawolf, SS-197, sunk 3 October 1944 by friendly forces on her 15th war patrol, 100 men lost.
Los Baños represents the veterans of foreign wars, Waipahu Post 1572, at these ceremonies. He says he will turn 93 in September, but is making a promise to get the word out to 1st Filipino Infantry Regiment families. He's committed to keeping that promise, just as he did for the one he made in the Philippine jungle 74 years ago.
Before I went into that battle, I prayed, God, get me out of harm's way and I'll be a teacher. So, pulled me out, I was safe. So I went to school, Springfield College, Massachusetts. And then I started my teaching career. Then I got to be a principal, and I got to be a district superintendent of Leeward for 11 years.
More than 260,000 Filipino veterans are eligible to receive the Congressional Gold Medal. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.